Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Kashin Kojin. You know, that's a mysterious guy in the Boruto manga right now. You know, that's causing a lot of people to speculate and come up with a lot of fan theories and all of these things. No one really knows exactly who Kashin Kojin is. You know, all we know is that he has some affiliation with the Leaf Village. He uses Toad style and so also apparently Sage Mode, which also allows us to draw the conclusion that he has some relation to Jiraiya, right? And he also kind of seems like Jiraiya. So a lot of people are claiming that he might be Jiraiya's son. A lot of people said it might be a reincarnated Jiraiya. Now, there's a lot of speculation out there, but there's not no concrete evidence within the manga right now to suggest exactly who Kashin Kojin is, and that's where we are right now. And so right now I want to make this episode of the Anime Podcast so kind of, you know, zoom in at least as close as possible to see exactly who Kashin Kojin might be, right? Let's see exactly who, where, if we can come to a solid foundation, let's say, to draw a solid conclusion as to exactly who he might be. And again, there's no concrete evidence that suggests, that give us a definite idea of who he is or his identity. But this is what we can reference right now from the manga. One, he has some connection to the Leaf Village, obviously, right? I mean, when he and Delta went to attack the Leaf Village so that they could retrieve... what's that name again? Ah, shit, my memory's awful. I really need to start writing down plots from my episode. Yeah, but they attacked the village, you know, and he slipped into the village and he was telling Delta, if you enter, they're going to pick up that someone who is not of the Leaf Village has entered the village, right? And Kashin Kojin said, just leave it, basically saying that I can go in undetected, so just wait here for me. And of course, Delta got, you know, impatient and decided to go ahead and attack. And Naruto dealt with her, you know, not quickly, but he dealt with her. Yeah, Kawaki. So they went to get Kawaki. Now, so that was one of the very, very clear evidence that suggests that, okay, Kashin Kojin is in some shape or form affiliated with the Leaf Village, which also made the theories and rumors intensify that he might be a reincarnated Jiraiya. I mean, because he looks like Jiraiya, he uses Toad styles, and he somehow can go into the village undetected because he's a member of the village, right? And the only person that comes to mind that fill all these boxes, Sage Mode, Toad style, associated with the Leaf Village in a major way, Jiraiya Sensei. And he so happens to be looked like Jiraiya in some form of way, right? So it's understandable why people might draw the conclusion that he is, of course, Jiraiya Sensei. But as we all know, Jiraiya died, sinking to the bottom of a river. And as far as we know, has not been reincarnated, right? And if you also remember that reincarnations, like if you're using the Reaper Dead Sea, their bodies aren't exactly, you know, he looks too human. So that also throws off that theory, you know, unless there's other forms of reincarnation that we have not yet, you know, decided to tackle. Because right now in the Naruto Boruto manga, we're touching on a lot of information that was not given in Naruto, right? Like, we are now seeing way more about the Otsutsuki clan, right? We are seeing some more powers and stuff that weren't explained, right? So there's also a lot more mysteries that was not covered. So maybe. That's still impossible, but I highly doubt it. Now, the other thing here was that this guy is probably one of Jiraiya's sons, or so in some way, shape, or form related to Jiraiya. It's not a bad theory. I mean, he looks like Jiraiya, no stored styles. He's from the Leaf Village, some, right? These are not theories that are way off base. These are actually plausible, very believable theories. And so the problem is, which of these theories is actually right, if any of them? Now, we don't know. Again, there's no definitive information in the manga that has given us any clear idea of who is. All we know is that he is affiliated with the Leaf Village and possibly Jiraiya because of the Toad style. Or he might just be a clone. Now, this is my personal theory. I have not seen it anywhere else. He might be a clone of Jiraiya? What if he's a clone of Jiraiya, right? What if he's somehow created by the toads of Mount Mowbray, right? As to be a clone of Jiraiya. That's a possibility, I think, right? Probably it's Orochimaru creation. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe. It's possible. I mean, we have actually seen it right now. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of that's not so far-fetched. He might actually be a clone. Anyway, what I do know for sure that the anime has made very clear is that Kashin Kojin is a double agent. He infiltrated the Kara organization with the hopes of taking down Shigen, right? Or taking down the whole organization. That was made clear again in the last like two manga chapters back, where he was saying that, he was basically saying, okay, yes, Naruto is strong, but I don't think he's strong enough to defeat Shigen. And he's basically clear that he wants Jigen to be defeated and the Kara organization to be defeated, which also strengthens and signifies the idea that, yes, this guy is definitely someone related to the Leafage, but we have no idea. And I think the mask, he's wearing a mask for obvious reason. And I think the manga wants to continue this mystery, so it can keep us hooked and trying to figure out who he is. So I think he's like an Itachi type ninja, infiltrated defected from the village seemingly as a criminal and infiltrated the Akatsuki and was actually a double agent. I think this is exactly who Kashin Kojin is. If I should give my personal opinion on who I think he is, I think he's a clone. I don't think he's related. The only relation I think he has to Jiraiya is that he was probably made from Jiraiya's DNA. That's what I think. All right, that's definitely what I think. Probably was made in a lab, probably some higher ups in the Leaf Village. I think that's what happened. That's definitely what I think is. I think he's a clone. He was cloned from Jiraiya's DNA or whatever, and practically brought to life and learn all these sage techniques. Or is cloned from Jiraiya's DNA with some of the ninja, ninja tools thingy, cellular level and all of this. And that's what I think. That's a little bit more wild though, but I think he's probably a clone. Anyway, let me know what you guys think. Again, this episode is practically trying to, tie down exactly who Kashin Kojin is or come to a close enough theory of who he might be. And I personally think he might be a clone of Jiraiya. That's what I think. And it's not far-fetched, especially the theme of the Boruto manga is more sci-fi-like. Now mixing it with a little ninja, but it's more sci-fi-like, which would also make it. And if you remember, most of the people in Kara aren't exactly ninja warriors in terms of using ninja techniques the normal way that we use, infusing chakra and all these. These people who have chakra, but they use it on a mechanical level, like Delta and Kawaki and all these guys. So I think he's definitely a clone scientific. Probably a scientific experiment of some form. That's what I think. Anyway, that's it, guys. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace out.